Predictions for the future. Michelle White Dove joins us. She's last with us 14 years ago. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We'll get to her in a moment. She will do some readings next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Michelle White Dove with us. Psychic is a world-class spiritual medium. First psychic to prove her supernatural abilities by being tested on American television. White Dove's mission is to empower humanity, all of us, as an enlightenment teacher and visionary. She's a six-time author who actively works as a psychic life coach. She's a crypto influencer. We'll find out what that is, and futurist as well. One of her books, Spiritually Speaking, Future Predictions for 2021 and Beyond. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's been so long. Thanks for having me.
It sure has. And tell me about this television test. What happened?
Oh, well, it was very interesting. America's Psychic Challenge was a competitive show. And, you know, they'd had originally 16 of us. And so you had to make the most points, you know, every time you phoned.
Yeah.
And it was 12, 16 hours a day. Everybody thinks it's so glamorous, but when you're testing, you know, for example, the one thing that I really was blown away with doing it myself because I didn't think I could do it is they put me on 10 acres and told me I had less than 30 minutes to find a man buried under the ground, spot on.
Jeez.
And so within 28 minutes, I was standing on him the whole time, but I knew I had to nail my mark. And sure enough, he was down there 6 feet under, and they got him out. So I thought that was pretty cool.
We got to take you to New Jersey to look for Jimmy Hoffa.
Some I don't want to look for.
That's
some
true.
I do.
You've been doing predictions for a long, long time. How does this happen for you?
It's just, you know, I was born this way with this gift, and then I also crossed over at 18 and had a near-death experience. I talk about my first book, She Talks with Angels. And so, you know, I've had that question put to me, especially, you know, in the day, it was so taboo. But I was born this way, and it's really all I know. And I choose to use my gifts for helping people and, you know, in a loving, compassionate way. Not a dark, negative way, a hard con, you know?
Good for you.
Every day I do a multitude of things. I'm a health intuitive. I work with children. I work murder cases, but I will not take money for a murder case because I call that blood money. I'm just there to help that soul and that family to get past that tragic, you know, ordeal. So I'm very diversified in my gifts. I can see, hear, feel, smell, taste, know, and be one with Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, and Great Spirit's Heavenly Kingdom, and my support team.
Did anybody else in your family have this gift?
I believe my mother's, which they're past, my grandmother, my mother's mother had the gift, but she had it even way back in the day, and she didn't really say much, but when she did, she certainly was spot on. She was really like a saint.
One of the big things you've predicted is back about 4 years ago, you saw a plague coming.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I knew it was going to come from China. Spirit told me that. I've been telling people about this for years, and, you know, they're just like, oh, you're crazy until it manifests, obviously.
That's right.
Not that we want that to manifest, but unfortunately, you know, I was the first one to come out more than once. I date it. I write it. I, you know, it's, I love when people say, oh, I said that on radio when I was 15. You know, no. Your work should speak for yourself. You shouldn't really have to talk about it. Oh, here's the good thing. I forgot this. I'm skipping around a bit. But when I did America's Psychic Challenge, I didn't know if I was going to win. I just went in with, like, such passion, like, you know, I have to do this for spirit and show people all through the United States, which they ended up, they still air it worldwide, that people really have this gift and they can do this too. And the only thing I utilize is prayer, meditation. And during my readings, I'll work off of some photos, not that I want any information from the person, but the eyes are the windows to the soul, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking at the soul, the heart, the mind.
Okay, let's go back to that plague. What did you see?
I saw China concocting what I call biological warfare in the air where you can't see it, and Russia actually tag-teamed with China. And it's interesting, I'm sure, George, I know you keep up with everything, but, you know, Russia's already moved forward and we have already are putting the brakes on them. And then now we're having a big problem with Joe Biden and in Russia. But really the problem stems from China. It was the first virus, corona, what they call corona 19, was a test to see, okay, how many can we kill? What's it going to do? Population control. But China's had 100 years in the making of wanting to take over the world. They own most of our property here, businesses. I never thought, honestly, that I'd live to see the United States of America completely shut down. So that was pretty scary. And it still is. And I would tell everybody, instead of being scared, put your power in God. And this is a time not just to have faith, but conviction and certainty. And, you know, utilize prayer. That's when you're talking to spirit. Meditate. That's when you're listening to spirit. And some, a lot of people get also their information through the dream state, which is really the spirit world. But I've been doing this my whole life, but full-time since I was about 20, I don't know, my mid-20s. And I just, that was it. And game on.
Well, good for you. Now, do you see a way out of this COVID-19 situation?
Well, they created another, which I also predicted that, and I said this COVID-19, they're going to flip it. It's going to mutate, and it's going to be another virus. Well, that happened.
That's happening, yep,
right
now.
Right, yeah. But I said this before all this happened. And then here's what a lot of people don't know, and I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to say this to all your listeners. But China has created what they've been trying to create in the first place, a weapon that's you can't see. It's in the air. They can, you know, run planes. They have many ways of disposing it. And what it is, it's airborne. And this one's a killer. And actually, I got proof evidence that a man came from China with the new virus, went to England, then from England went to California. Now, I got my ears out and eyes listening always. I use all my senses.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything further on that, but that's going to be the one that's the real doozy. And our government, unfortunately, you know, this is not my opinion. None of these things I'm saying are my opinions. This is what I've gotten through spirit. And whatever I get is what I give. And if I don't know, it's very rarely, but I'll tell somebody I don't know.
Yeah, you don't hold back.
No, I don't hold back. But we don't have time for that anymore. I mean, tick-tock, you know, not the game, but, like, we're out of time. And what's really scary is so many Americans maybe haven't had the luxury or the opportunity to travel the world and be more worldly and see things that they wouldn't normally see. But, you know, they think that they're living in a little bubble. And then everybody's lining up to get their shots. They don't even know what's in the vaccination. Some people keel over right after it. It's kept people even in, you know, I'm right now in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it has kept people, friends that I even know, in their house still today. I'm like, listen, life's too short. Believe that spirit has your back. Know that. Incorporate those spiritual tools and rules in your life. I mean, for goodness sakes, the law of karma alone kind of takes care of itself. If I do something to someone that's awful, I'm doing that to myself tenfold. So why would I, you know?
So do you see a way out for us in 2021? I mean, we're halfway there.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. But we are in a recession. A lot of people are still, some people, depending on the income bracket, are struggling with that. Really, we're in a recession. But we're heading for a depression. And that's why I got involved. I was doing a reading, and it just came through about the cryptocurrencies. And Spirit said, we want you to shout this out, give it to the people. It's their prerogative whether they choose to listen or not, free will. It's a gift. And it can also be something else when we don't listen. And I kept hearing theta. And it was like nothing at the time since, you know. So I told all the people, I said, listen, this is like gambling, so I don't want you taking your money for your, you know, your necessities. But if you have $200, you have just a little bit, buy some Theta or buy Theta Fuel. All of this, anyways, is on my, I'm thinking here, in my website, you can get the 700 crypto coin report. So, like, I go over all of them. But my big favorite is Theta because it's something that the people could pay pennies for and then just sit and wait and then turn around and sell it. And it's really made a difference in so many people's lives. And also my other favorite thing to do besides working with children is I work as a health intuitive. And for me, that gives me a sense of satisfaction and gratification.
Oh, sure.
Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
No, and you help kids. That's a remarkable.
Yes, thank you. That is my dream to... we're working on that right now. My team is.
Can people alter things that you predict?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I have so many. God forgive me for saying this, but it's really the truth. Just the shade, we'll say, are haters or stalkers. And for the life of me, I don't look at that type of information because I don't need it interrupting, you know, my state of grace, which is something that every day I govern to hold 24/7. So, people need to wake up, and when I say wake up, they need to wake up spiritually. Otherwise, they're lost sheep sent off to the slaughter. And right now, Mother Earth is also going through a cleansing process, so there's a lot of natural catastrophic events. And then there are some that are not natural that are manipulated by our government, like for tornadoes, I mean, hurricanes, that kind of thing. So it's I don't have an off button.
Yeah, I hear little clicks. Somebody's listening in on you.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that. Yeah. I'm on a landline, though, so.
Okay. Is nobody else up there?
No.
Just be careful. Be careful.
Yeah. That's true.
You sound like a psychic who doesn't trust a lot of things. Is that pretty accurate?
No, I want to trust in many things than I do in spirit, but when... Spirit gives me the information. It's not something I'm thinking about or being analytical or mulling it over or asking my best friend or whatnot. It just comes to me. And the only time I ever find myself in trouble is when I don't listen to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find myself in a real big mess. And that's on me because, you know, I made the choice not to listen. So just like when I had the car accident, my near-death experience at 18, it took my family 2 hours to talk me to get in the car because I said, listen, I just don't have a good feeling about this, you know?
Oh, you felt it.
Yeah, I felt it. And I said, I really don't care to go with everybody. And then my cousin, who was 15 at the time, he just recovered from two types of leukemia, and we were really close. And I ride, usually drive our shotgun, but I get sick in the back seat. But anyways, my guardian angel just, like, sat down with me and said, like this masculine voice, who wants to trade places with me? And my friend that was 15, Stevie, he said, I will. So my cousin's like, what's going on with you? And it was very vague, you know, the details of everything. But sure enough, once we had a dog ran out in front of the road in Daytona, Highway 40, and my cousin swerved to miss a dog, but then she swerved to oncoming traffic, 45 miles an hour van. So, yeah, I found myself above the scene of the accident looking at my body going, wow, that's a hot mess. But what I found really interesting is when we're in spirit and once we're done with this journey, this is just one of many, I really thought I'd be so much more emotionally, you know, evolved or not involved, rather, you know, like, gosh, I'm dead down there and they're actually bagging me up, timing me, you know. But I went into a coma, and, you know, every night it was, she's not going to make it. But they said whenever I would come to, I'd talk about heaven and the angels and, you know, things like that. So after the accident, Spirit showed me, because I wanted to go home, and I thought I had a very good fight or debate, we'll say.
Yeah, just get dressed and go home. You can't do that.
Like, I'm like, I'm ready. Let me.
How long were you in a coma?
I was in a coma for weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then I was in ICU, and then I was also on my own. So, yeah, oh, my God, is it. But, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I was going to say,
got me through that as well.
Somebody saved you. Somebody saved you for a reason.
Definitely. The paramedics even came to see me. They're like, we can't believe you're alive. The car looked like a unicorn. It was just, you know, smashed into, like, one thing.
Let's talk about UFOs for a little bit. There's supposed to be a big report out next week about what they are. I don't expect much, but what does the psychic think?
What in reference? What do you mean?
Well, there's supposed to be a government report out on just what all these things might be.
Yeah, but they're not telling the people the real truth, and they always use, like, for example, there's been a lot of UFO sightings. I mean, listen, let's not be presumptuous to think that we're the only children that God created. You know, you look up there in the sky, we haven't even touched that, much less the ocean. But where I was going with that, and I just lost my train of thought. Spirit talks so fast.
Well, we're talking about that. You said that they're not going to come out with the definitive proof for us. Are they going to distort it, or what are they going to do?
They're going to distort it, absolutely. And then even with UFOs, you know, people have all over the world cameras, iPads, you know, computer, all of this crazy stuff that you can't deny. And they're here purposely right now. Listen, if they wanted to take us out, they could have done that a long time ago. But these are evolved star beings, I like to call them, or celestial beings. And they are here to help us to stop the war that China has been waging and utilizing Russia. And, I mean, first of all, they've already loaded up their own people, and it's communists there. I mean, I went to Russia and it was communist. I didn't think I was going to make it back, and by the grace of God, I did. But what I'm saying is they've already loaded up all their weak people, elderly people, men that couldn't work, children, and said, just get on a train. We're taking you either to work them to death or kill them. And they're doing this to their own people in China. But he's also going to do this. I'm talking about the dictator, the ruler of China. He's also has this, you know, for 100 years, this plan of conquering the world. Worse than Hitler.
Well, we shall see. Let's hope that prediction doesn't come true.
I pray not. And I would like to say this, you know, the more people that wake up, you know, they have free will. I can't make them. But the more that we wake up and take personal accountability for just our own being and our own mind, heart, and soul, and then, you know, live your life like a prayer, be an example. You know, every day I try to find someone to help, something new to learn, and something always to be grateful for. And I just think a lot of the light workers, I know they've called. They're like, oh, we just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I said, well, if enough of us collectively, you know, humanity, we get it together and we start, you know, realizing who's really in charge here, meaning spirit, and incorporating that in your life, it changes everything.
Do you see anything that is positive for us?
You know, the future is never, Spirit always says to me that the future is never written in etched stone. Why? Because even to this very moment, when things are looking very dim, if enough people wake up and just utilize the things I said and just shine their inner light from the inside out, let's say 25% of the world population, if they woke up and they lived it, lived a spiritual life, that could change the entire outcome. We always have more than one probable future, and I've seen all three of them. And personally for me, it wasn't pretty. But, you know, we can't focus on that. We have to, you know, Spirit's always saying it's very important to be in the moment, be present, you know, be aware. What's done is done. The past is the past. Learn from it. And then, you know, be the best that you can be. And, you know, little random acts of kindness go a long way as well.
They sure do. Michelle, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and chat more about your psychic abilities. You're also a spiritual medium. I want to talk with you about that as well. And then in our final hour here on Coast to Coast, we'll take your phone calls. And I understand you'll do a few readings for us, so we'll check into that as well. Michelle's website is her name. Linked up at coasttocoastam.com. The latest book is called Spiritually Speaking, Future Predictions for 2021 and Beyond. We shall be right back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Michelle White Dove. We're going to take calls with Michelle next hour. She'll do some brief readings. And what we'll need from you, obviously, is your Aquarius type sign, your Gemini sign, whatever your sign is, let us know that and she'll run with it. Michelle, are you more a spiritual medium or more of a psychic or both?
Actually, I'm a spiritual medium, but all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums, meaning they don't converse with loved ones that have crossed over or angels or whomever. That's in spirit.
You remember the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That was hysterical.
Does that happen to you? Do they jump into your body?
Unfortunately, I've had that experience, and I must tell you, it's not pleasant.
Oh,
so
my God.
I made sure that I made a mandate to all of my support team, like, okay, you guys can, you know, just be in my circle, but you don't need to jump in and do trans channeling. I can do conscious channeling, and it's not as taxing. Like, for example, Edgar Casey, he's one of my favorites, but, you know, he just gave it all away. He did trans channeling, but I don't do that. But it's happened to me.
Is it uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable because it's like they're pushing you out and they're coming in, and, you know, my voice will change and things change. I'm like, no. I have a new rule. You see them, mm-hmm. It's close by, and I'll see them. That doesn't bother me. I mean, they've woken me up in the middle of the night. I even was blessed enough to see one of my guardian angels in person, and she woke me up in the middle of the night, and my whole room was glowing like this indigo blue, and she had wings, and it was just, there's no words to give it the glory that it deserves.
Do most people who have loved ones pass, do they communicate with them? Does that happen a lot?
No, I find this, you know, because I taught for many years and at NOVA, and I taught spiritual development courses, a basic one, an advanced one. But no, I'll even say to them, you know, when I bring the spirit through, I'm going, your father here has been coming to you night after night. And they're like, I don't remember my dreams. So I'll give them some tools, you know. And the interesting thing, prime time for the spirit world is from 3 o'clock. Wait, I'm sorry. From 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, the witching hour. And so if anybody wants to work with the spirit world, they know who your guides are and your angels. It's better that you know that because they're here to assist you to get through your journey as painlessly and as gracefully as possible. They're never going to do you wrong. But me, I like to know their name. I like to know mm-hmm. why they're assigned to me, you know, what they're doing, so I can incorporate that. Usually when I pray for about 45 minutes. And that's every day.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. But when I do it and I open my eyes, it feels like it's, you know, time is irrelevant. I'm outside of time and space as most people experience it. I think that's, I have one leg in the spirit world and one here.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Absolutely.
So
yes.
if a spirit has reincarnated, can you still communicate with it if it's already in another human body?
Yes, actually, I can sometimes. Yes.
What does it do? Like split, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of very, I'll use the word advanced, you know, very wise souls that will take on two incarnations at the same time by splitting their energy. Everybody's like, well, you know, I'm just this little old me, and I'm like, no, you're not just your little old self. God is with you, and the Holy Spirit's within you. You're protected with angels and guides that are waiting for you to let them help, you know, work with you. And I tell a lot of people when it comes to the nighttime that struggle, first of all, I tell them don't take sleeping pills and don't drink a bottle of wine expecting to see anybody because you're all groggy.
You'll be gone. That's right.
Yeah, I tell them use a glass carafe of water, not to drink, as a tool. That's a scientific fact of spiritual truth. Put their journal next to their nightstand, and I tell them as they go to sleep, thank God the ego does too, but I tell them think about that person and tell spirit that you're okay with seeing them in the spirit world. And then, I mean, I have one on my desk and in my nightstand.
Who are these unseen support teams we have?
Guardian angels. We're assigned when we reincarnate two guardian angels, one master spirit guide, two earth angels. Does that mean that that's the same for everybody? Absolutely not. It depends on how evolved you are, you know, how high your vibration, your consciousness is. And then, you know, it's funny for me. I'm not interested in hearing, oh, that famous, you know, spiritual medium, psychic, Michelle White. No, I really prefer to be known and do more as far as humanitarian work because, you know, I can sit at my desk and read and read and read, but, you know, when I'm able to do television or the books, you know, a wider audience, for example, tonight you have a huge audience, which I'm sure you know that, George. But, you know, people are listening. Even my clients I was reading for saw it and go, oh, we're going to stay up. We're going to listen.
Yep.
So you get a lot of, I get a lot of good feedback from my clients about your show.
I mean, I've got every line lit waiting for you for next hour.
Well, they were all waiting. But
wait, and you will tell people good and bad, won't you? You don't hold back.
Yes, I don't hold back. And I warn them that, you know, before people get readings with me, because they think it's a service that they're paying for, so they think they can get whatever they want or what they need. And I said, listen, you get what you need, and what you want usually are two different things. And so whether it's about their health or their family or their money or their children, whatever it is, I'm just very bottom line.
Not like that accident that you had when you were younger, but you felt it. You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
If you tell somebody, be careful, you could get into a car accident, and you see that.
Yes.
Can they can alter that then and decide not to drive.
Exactly,
maybe.
Exactly. That's why I keep doing what I do, because I have found over the years, you know, it's just made such a big difference for people. Even sometimes, like I said, the smallest thing, some people just email or call in, and it's easy for me, and I'll just answer the question. And for them, that's a big deal. So I'm definitely a giver, and I'm working on the receiving part. So
good for you. Now, you said earlier that you work with some police departments on unsolved mysteries and crimes.
Yes, murder case.
You need, and I've always said this to psychics who do this with police, aren't you careful? Because in the beginning, before they knew really who you were, wouldn't they suspect you as the possible suspect because you know so much about the crime scene?
You know, but you make a valid point there. I mean, I've never had that happen to me, thank God. But it certainly has happened to other people that I know, or could happen to me. But, you know, I always take great pride that Spirit protects me and has my back, and all my todays and tomorrows are more than supplied for. And what you put out is what comes back.
Sure. Well, you though have a reputation now, so most departments would know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
But in the beginning, if you said, yeah, the body was found here, and there was a rope tied around the person's neck, and they're saying to themselves, nobody knows that but the killer.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
I am. I only take the cases that God puts in front of me, and I'm like, thanks. But I'm better on location, and that's what we did with America's Psychic Challenge. We had murder cases to solve, health issues. You wouldn't believe all the crazy stuff. And it's funny, I knew nothing about the money. And they purposely did that to us. So I came on the third episode. Then you have to, you know, earn your way each episode going up.
Right.
And I remember them going, well, whoever wins is winning $100,000. And I looked at the other psychics, and all I saw was dollar signs in their eyes. And for me, I started laughing because I didn't know. And that was nowhere near remotely the reason why I was doing what I was doing. So that was just an added plus.
Now, you have a live event coming up in July, don't you, in New York?
Yes, I do, upstate New York. It's about 45 minutes outside of Buffalo. It's called Lilydale. Actually,
I've heard of that. Sure.
They've been there since the 1800s, pioneers coming over that were healers, psychics, mediums, and that whole community, that's what we are. And then, you know, our season is actually I'll be going in July. So it should be quite interesting. I want to tell people, in case they don't know, I want to promote my Patreon, which is my name, Michelle White Dove, and also my website is easy, michellewhitedove.com, because there's so much information that I blog and I put up. It doesn't cost them anything, and it's very helpful, you know, like with health issues, endometriosis, all kinds of things. So I want to put that out there before we start banging out those messages. So for everybody, also with the crypto picks, just go to my site. I'm big on Theta Fuel Persistence, which is a new one, but it's my second favorite from Theta. And what I really was surprised about this when Spirit brought this information through, because, you know, money has a way of changing a lot of people. I'm sure you get that, George.
Absolutely.
And I said,
good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, you know, I just want to do this because I knew so many people that were living just by week, you know, check by check. And so I said, this is all you have to do, you know, buy Theta when it sets sense, sit on it, and I'm telling you, that puppy's going to blow up. And sure enough, it did. And it was so funny. All the men that are friends of mine, that they know it more scholarly, intellectually, I don't. It's just spirit brought it through. And it's helped so many people, and that's why Spirit did it. So I thought that was really cool. And Bitcoin Cash is also a big one. And they can get all of my crypto predictions at my Patreon.
Crypto's dangerous, isn't it?
To me, I warn all my clients, it is a form of gambling. And a lot of times when they see the market going down, they act out of fear. They don't listen. So this way, you know, I can go around, and I've been around the world and in so many places and so many things that I've achieved, but it's so important for other people. They go, no, Michelle, you pray for me. And I go, you know, you can pray for yourself, too. You know, you can meditate so you can listen to maybe what the solution is on your earthly problem, but everybody wants a quick fix.
Do you see a big war coming in the next several years?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's already begun. And if people did do enough research, they would find that. I've actually put a few things up on my social sites where they just disappear.
And again, though, are these things that will be or could be?
A lot of them will be, and they've already, many things are already manifesting, and then some of the things could be. And that's why I really want to enhance to the people that are listening. We determine the outcome individually and collectively, and we, the people, are bigger and stronger than the shadow government. And those are the heads of, you know, the world shadow government you don't see, and everybody just thinks it's the president. And it's so much more than that. But they, you know, they don't want to release that information.
So what you do is you present things that could be.
Yes.
And then people have to decide how they're going to work around it or make it happen or make it not happen.
Exactly. And that's why I do put the information out there. I remember when I wrote my books, I said, I'm not writing my books for money. I didn't care about that at all. I distributed them, or rather, you know, I did it myself, White Dove Press. I said, and I did this back in 1998 and released my first book in 2000. And I said, I'm writing and doing these books for people all over the world so that that can give them some information that hopefully they can utilize and it will help them.
Michelle, you've had some pretty big names as clients.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can release who they were, but how did they find you?
It's funny. I will say this one because it went public. I was on the Million Matchmaker.
Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yes. Yeah. And I remember being so nervous because I only saw the show a couple of times, and that was enough for me. But I went in and with her fiancé at the time, or he was about to propose, and I sat down, and he surprised her, and they found me. They didn't let her pick one of her psychics or mediums, and I had some really heavy information to lay down to her, like she was looking for her mother, and her mother had just passed, and she was adopted. She wanted to know why. There was so much information that she didn't say a peep. And then when I was finished, the producers are like, listen, are you interested in having a job and working with Patty every day to help her do her show?
Patty Stanger, right? Patty Stanger was the host,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Patty Stanger. I said, no, actually, I'm not. I already have my job. They do. And they go, she just can't believe it because you nailed everything. And I mean, they also said it was the quietest that she's ever been. And I'm the only person that she didn't throw out the door and, you know, say not nice things to. So it was a win-win.
She was tough on that show.
Yeah, she's tough. She's real tough. She's got no problem telling you where the door is and how to get there.
You've been doing this now for how many years?
Oh, my goodness. Really all my life, but officially since after the accident, 18. Because before that, I was gifted But it was so taboo in my day, you know, my family.
It's more acceptable today, isn't it?
Yes. So after, you know, God showing me my future three times so that I would come back, and I did, I said, you know what, I'm going to come back. I'm going to hurry up and fulfill this quota, this mission, so I can come back home. Well, I'm still here, so I guess I haven't completed my mission. But, you know, a sense of humor goes a long way these days, too. I'd rather laugh than cry. And if people would just be a little bit more open-minded and, you know, what do they have to lose to incorporating prayer or meditation in their life? You know, it's often like when I tell one of my clients, you met that person and your first intuition, you know, that knowing was, ooh, I don't like this person. But then they intellectualize it and go, oh, maybe I'm being judgmental, so I'll give this person a chance only to get stung. And then they go, you know, why didn't I listen to my intuition? So our intuition is the voice of spirit within.
It sure is. Michelle, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back with our final hour with you in a moment and take phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. We shall be right back. Don't touch your dial.